Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Big thanks tonight goes out to Alpine Stars, who shares that Sleepwave has truly helped them relax and fall asleep each night. We all have thoughts or feelings arise from time to time that we wish we could skip. It can be uncomfortable or even feel invasive when these arise. So what are we to do? A very common response can be to numb out unwanted thoughts or feelings with whatever has worked in the past. While this can work in the moment to distract us, those same thoughts or feelings will likely pop right back up when whatever we've done to distract ourselves is over. A pretty powerful side effect of meditation, though, is that we can learn to sit with, observe, and move through these thoughts and feelings. I'm not saying that this is always easy, preferable, or even wholly possible in all cases. Still, meditation before sleep can help us tiptoe toward having the ability and even desire to sit with our thoughts and feelings. They become less scary and overwhelming and more familiar. I like to compare them to that monster under the bed that we may have been scared of in childhood. Once you look your particular monster in the eye, they become less of a thing to fear, and it's more of an, "Oh, hi. It's you again. I see that you're here and you can go anytime." In fact, I encourage having this exact conversation with your own personal monster, be it fear, anxiety, stress, whirling thoughts. Having a conversation with them makes them other than you. They are simply a visitor, passing through. When we don't identify so strongly with particular thoughts or feelings, it naturally creates space for them to both exist and leave. Have you ever heard the phrase, "What you resist persists, what you look at disappears"? That beautifully describes this phenomenon. Another tool I enjoy using when I'm having those less than pleasant thoughts and feelings arise is to allow them to physically move through me. I do this in a couple ways. One, I move in a big way, be it on a walk or a workout or doing some stretching or yoga. Or two, I move in a small way. For me, this means allowing my body to move while I sit in meditation. Maybe I roll my neck or stretch my back or shake out my hands. Sometimes I add a deep breath or a sound with it, an audible sigh, a chant or mantra. Om is always nice. Or, hey, even a quiet scream, because sometimes life just calls for that. Tonight, we are going to settle in and allow radical acceptance of our thoughts, feelings, and circumstances to roll through us, reminding ourselves that all of these are temporary. Take a breath and get cozy as we meditate together to Learning Radical Acceptance by Billy Gill. Any stressful situation can be an opportunity to practice radical acceptance. Really, this just means that you are willing to accept a situation that is distressing or uncomfortable. To understand why this is called radical acceptance and not merely acceptance, it's helpful to think about the deep meaning of the word radical. It comes from the Latin word for root, radix. Radical implies an attitude based on premises that are foundational. In radical acceptance, the foundational premise of acceptance applies to even the most difficult to accept situations. Acceptance doesn't necessarily mean approval or inaction. On the contrary, acceptance can be a coping skill that allows one to take meaningful action in the face of a stressful circumstance. If we find certain realities too painful to acknowledge, it can leave us feeling paralyzed, unable to attend to the required tasks or decisions that might improve things. Radical acceptance is the basic stance that acknowledges reality with an eye toward mindfulness. Mindful acceptance fosters a less reactive response to the thoughts and emotions that come up when we are faced with difficulties. The ability to stay in a non-judgmental state as thoughts and feelings arise presents us with opportunities to act in ways that align with our values. In other words, acceptance has the power to put us back in touch with ourselves and what's important to us in life. Sometimes we are going through tough times and we feel as though these emotions or circumstances are permanent. We can become resigned. There's an important distinction between acceptance and resignation. Resignation means that we don't expect that things will ever improve. Acceptance, on the other hand, is a dynamic and real-time way of regulating our emotions and our attitude. This dynamic regulation aspect of acceptance empowers us to return again and again to the present moment, engaging with life in the here and now. Resignation is a kind of final pronouncement that things are the way they are, that one must relinquish desires that seem to run counter to the current conditions. Acceptance allows us to feel our feelings fully while acknowledging the transient nature of feelings and circumstances. Some consider acceptance to be the opposite of resignation. An attitude of resignation might mean one has given up and is no longer striving for a fulfilling life, whereas acceptance leads to responses that align with one's values, participating in the process of life instead of remaining passive. Tonight's sleep meditation is a transformative journey into the realm of radical acceptance and mindful empowerment. As you prepare for a restful night's sleep, find a comfortable position in your bed, allowing your body to sink into the comfort beneath you. Take a deep breath in, exhaling slowly, and release any tension or apprehension that may linger within. Give yourself permission to be here now. Let your thoughts flow without the need to change anything. People often become aware of specific thoughts while letting others fade into the background. The mind selectively engages with certain thoughts, influenced by factors such as emotions, priorities, and current circumstances. It's similar to a social media feed. We engage with some of the content and let some of it scroll right past. Our preferences, interests, and the algorithmic curation of the feed inform our experience. Certain thoughts are more compelling to us for various reasons, and to the extent that we favor those thoughts in our awareness, they disproportionately inform the quality of our minds. As you breathe slowly in and out through your nostrils, let your breath be the central focus of your attention. See if you can let each thought that occurs scroll right past your awareness. Some of them may be more interesting to you, and you may feel more inclined to entertain those thoughts. Simply return to the easy rhythm of your breath, favoring the sensations and the movement of your breath over the images or concepts that occur to you in thought. There's no need to push or pull on any thoughts. Accept and allow whatever arises, but don't hold on to anything. Let the thoughts scroll right past. Unlike social media feeds, however, which seemingly never come to an end, your thoughts may indeed become very quiet, perhaps even silent. If that inner silence appears, continue to focus on the gentle flow of your breath and accept the silence without any clinging or grasping. Breathe and watch your thoughts pass on by for a few moments. Radical acceptance is a mindful approach to acknowledging and embracing difficult circumstances without surrendering to complacency. With each breath, envision a soft, radiant light enveloping you, creating a space of peace and understanding. As you enter this state of relaxation, imagine yourself standing on the shores of a serene lake. The water reflects the calmness within you. and the surrounding nature exudes a sense of harmony. Feel the ground beneath your feet, grounding you in the present moment. Now, turn your attention to any challenging circumstances that may be weighing on you. Picture them as ripples on the surface of the lake, gently disturbing the stillness. Acknowledge these difficulties without judgment, allowing them to exist in the vastness of your awareness. With each breath, invite a sense of radical acceptance into your being. Embrace the truth that some aspects of life are beyond your control. And yet, within this acceptance lies the power to choose how you respond. Picture the ripples subsiding as you release resistance and open yourself to the flow of life. See a lotus flower floating on the surface of the water. The colorful petals are a splash of radiance on the darkness of the water. The leaves are wet, but the lotus petals are dry. The petals are a symbol of a transcendent awareness that we all innately possess. The ability to understand a part of ourselves that isn't so embroiled in the ups and downs of life. The lotus flower has its roots down deep in the mud, but there is a part that isn't touched by the water at all. This transcendent attitude of a witnessing presence that is not touched by the content of the mind allows for acceptance of the mud and muck. The mud symbolizes the challenges, struggles, and all-around messiness of life. The phrase, "no mud, no lotus," teaches us that we must accept these difficulties if we are to reach our highest form. Accepting the mud, the lotus grows and blossoms brilliantly. Accepting ourselves, the difficult feelings and even our own shortcomings presents us with the opportunity to transform those very difficulties. They may even be the catalyst that brings about the transformation. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you continue to breathe deeply, consider the values that guide your actions. Visualize these values as sturdy roots anchoring you to the ground, providing a stable foundation. Recognize that radical acceptance does not imply passivity, but rather an acknowledgement of reality, allowing you to respond in alignment with your deepest principles. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Picture yourself stepping into the lake, feeling the cool water around your ankles. With each step, affirm your commitment to live in accordance with your values. Accepting what is, you are empowered to participate in life and respond to each moment with clear eyes. As you move forward, the water becomes a metaphor for the flow of life, and you navigate it with purpose and intention. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe in, breathe out. Allow your belly to rise and fall with the breath. The belly is soft and relaxed. Each inhale causes the navel to rise. Each exhale makes the navel fall. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. From this place of deep relaxation, feel yourself in harmony with what is. Allow what is to be. Accepting a situation does doesn't mean that it has your approval. It simply means that you acknowledge the reality of what is happening or what has happened. It means taking a compassionate, non-judgmental approach to the situation and the emotions that surround it. Acceptance has a way of bringing us fully into the present moment so that we are more alive and more engaged with reality. Many of the unhealthy behaviors we engage in when we don't want to accept a situation or the associated thoughts and feelings stem from a lack of acceptance, a need to escape reality. Come back to your breath. Come back to the present moment. See yourself moving through the water. As you approach the lotus flower, it floats at the level of your navel. Breathing slowly and smoothly in and out through the nose, follow the movement of your navel. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. The navel is a radiant center for personal empowerment. Sense the warm, radiant light that emanates from the center of your navel and fills your entire being. The lotus reminds you to remain in the attitude of a witness. The warm, radiant energy of the navel reminds you to move confidently through difficult times. Remain mindful in your approach to acceptance. Thoughts come and go. Circumstances and conditions flow. If you feel yourself resisting whatever is arising, practice acceptance of that resistance as well. See it as part of the process. Honor the present moment as a gift. See each moment as a guide from beyond to help you on your journey. Embrace what is, and embrace yourself as you are. If there is some behavior that you need to change in your life, acceptance is not about perpetuating that behavior. Rather, accept the reality that those patterns are not serving your highest evolution and allow your values to guide your actions. Accepting what is, your mind becomes steady and calm. You are aligning with what is. Unless you are able to accept what is, you are in a state of tension with reality.
It's as though you are moving through a fog, and you can't see clearly what is right in front of you. Radical acceptance is a beacon that shines through the fog to light your way. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax deeply into the truth of what is. Let reality shine the light of truth on your life and have confidence in your ability to respond appropriately in alignment with your values. Only when you are in accord with what is will you be able to embrace the life that is waiting for you.